All right, well, right now, though, let's get into the Word. It's time for the Morning Munch, our daily devotional to get your day started right. And giving us the Morning Munch this morning, our very own Pastor Tommy Briggs.
Revelation 3:16, which Jesus says, "So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." He said this in reference to the church of Laodicea. This is the beginning of Revelation, and he's writing the letters to the seven churches. These are seven churches that he's addressing in this region that they're writing the letter to, and he's telling both the good and the bad. He's praising them for some things, but he's also criticizing them for some things. And to the church at Laodicea, he says simply this, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, 'I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing,' but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in a fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and a salve to put on your eyes, so that you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent." You know, when we spit something out of our mouth, it's because it's gross, right? I mean, you've probably all eaten something that maybe you were unsure of, "Oh, I'll try this," or maybe you thought it was going to be good, but you bit into it, and it was like, ugh. You know, the meat was bad.
Something. In it that didn't seem
you found
right.
out that it came from the cockroach Popeyes. Yeah. I mean, it's whatever. You begin to spit it out of your mouth because it's just like, oh, it's disgusting. And that's the image Jesus uses here of this church. And what makes them so disgusting, and it's not what I think people would think, right? There's a lot of immorality and terrible things going on, but that's not the case. The case is what's really disgusting Jesus is their spiritual apathy. And what's scary about this church is how many parallels we can draw to the American church. Neither hot nor cold, right? It's not that they're living in, you know, complete rebellion against God and wanton sinfulness and heresy, but they're also not on fire. They're not passionate. They're just kind of going through the motions. They've got a nice civil Christianity going on, nice civil religion that they're practicing, but it's not really impacting who they are. And then they say, "I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing," right? They're comfortable, they're wealthy, and they're just allowing that to kind of lull them into this false sense of security. And they become spiritually apathetic. And so Jesus speaks to them somewhat harshly, as he will, to wake them up and to remind them, look, you're not great, you're not okay, you're not rich, you're not fine, and if you don't change, I'm getting ready to spit you out of my mouth. You are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. You don't know it. And so he tells them, you know, to buy spiritual gold so they can be truly wealthy. To get white garments from him to cover their shameful, sinful nakedness and their spiritual nakedness. Because they need to see what they are in order to obtain what they need. But I like what he says here in verse 19. "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent." You know, he's not telling this to the Laodiceans. "I'm spitting you out of my mouth because I find you revolting and disgusting." He may find their spiritual apathy revolting and disgusting, but not them. He loves them. He tells them this because "I love them. I love you. And therefore, this is why you're facing this rebuke and discipline, because I want you to be the church I've called you to be. Be earnest, repent, and you will receive spiritual gold. You will receive white clothes. You will receive salve for your eyes to care for your wretchedness and your blindness and your nakedness." So let's look at ourselves today. Let's look at our country, the church in America, maybe our own churches. Are we hot or cold? Are we passionate for the Lord, or are we lukewarm? If God were going to write a letter to the American church, what letter would he write? And I'm afraid he might write this letter to us.
Yeah.
But let's end with a good note in verse 19. "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline." If he does write this letter to us, it's because he loves us, and he's calling us to repent, calling us to be earnest, so that we can be the church he wants us to be. And we can. We can, if we'll listen to his call and turn and repent. And that is our munch for the day.
Thank you, Tommy. Can you pray for us?
Lord, we come before you realizing that we're probably more like this church than we would like to admit in this nation and in this country. You know, I can't speak for every individual church, but Lord, as a nation, as a whole, certainly so much of this resonates with us. We have material comfort, and our material needs are fully met, and we've allowed to lull us, that to lull us into this false sense of security and hope. And Lord, we pray that you will wake us from our spiritual stupor. Don't allow us to grow lukewarm, Lord. And don't allow us to grow cold, but let us grow hot for you. Let us hear your words. Let us repent and be earnest, Lord, so that we can receive spiritual gold from you, so we can be truly rich. White garments to cover our nakedness. Salve to give our eyes sight once again. That we can be the church you need us to be in this time, to speak to this nation that's so wayward and so going off the rails. Lord, that the only hope is for your church to be your church. So help us to be that. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tommy Briggs, Gateway Baptist Church.
Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 6047 Door Street, which is located just west of Holland, Sylvania. And we just officially took over that building. Former church we were partnering with, another church was meeting there, and then their pastor resigned, or no, didn't resign, he retired. Their pastor retired, and so kind of merged in with them. So now it's our new official place, our first permanent home we've ever had.
Congratulations.
So, we're pretty excited about that. So the sign outside still says Reynolds Corners Baptist because they're getting ready to tear up Door Street. So we're waiting until they do that to replace the sign. There's no point in putting out the new sign when they're going to start ripping it apart here in a couple months. So, we're meeting there. 9:45 Sunday school, 11 o'clock services, Sunday morning services. We do a food distribution. If you are in need of food or groceries, come on out and join us. All you need is photo ID, and that's it. You don't have to show proof of income or anything like that. We feed everyone who comes, and you'll get lots of groceries. I always have lots of bread, Panera bread, good Panera bread too, to give away, and lots of other things. So, and I'm out there cooking hot dogs, and we always cook out hot dogs and have lemonade, and we'll have cookies this week just to, make it kind of fun.
Again, where's the church located?
6047 Door Street, and if you want more information, gatewaytoledo.com. Okay. Gatewaytoledo.com.
Thanks, Pastor Tommy.